welcome to the Hope Vineyard Podcast. For more information, go to www.hopevineyardchurch.us.
There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who wait until after Thanksgiving to decorate for Christmas, and those who are wrong. Right? Yes, Christmas is just 36 days away. It's just 36 days away, and I won't judge you if you're found among the scores of people who already have their Christmas stuff up. I will not even withhold my blessing to marry my son if you have your tree up already. It's okay. I will admit that I've already been playing some Christmas music in anticipation of the holidays. I love Christmas and that type of thing, and but there are masses of people who lament that Thanksgiving, which was a holiday that was made official by Abraham Lincoln in 1863, seems to get blown over and bypassed and overshadowed by the rush to celebrate Christmas, doesn't it? I prefer to see Thanksgiving as the gateway to the Christmas season. That's how I look at it. It's not like a separate holiday. It's the beginning of a whole time of celebration. And at any rate, as we prepare to celebrate this Thanksgiving this week, Thanksgiving week as it were, I thought it'd be fitting for us to pause and reflect today on what God has to say about giving thanks, because oftentimes Thanksgiving does get bypassed in our rush to start celebrating Christmas. Today's a great day in anticipation of eating turkey and sweet potato casserole, which is one of our favorites that Dee Dee makes with some Granny Smith apples, and ooh, it's so good. Can't wait for it. Thursday. But as we get ready to celebrate, we want to look at what it means to give thanks. Giving thanks is a command from God. Actually, in 1 Thessalonians 5, we're commanded to be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. God's will is for Jesus' followers, his disciples, to be thankful people. That's what he desires for us, to be people who just overflow with thanks. Bluntly, it is the will of God for you to be a grateful, thankful person at all times. Every moment. That's what in all circumstances means. And earlier this week on Facebook, I posted just a post that asked the question, what are you thankful for today? What things are you thankful for today? And I was it was a blessing to see a wide range of people inside the church, outside the church, people who know Christ, those who don't, give examples of what they're thankful for. And there were a lot of similar themes. You know, obviously, family was a big one. There, people said, I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for a loving family. I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for my wife. Thankful for my brothers and sisters and grandchildren and so on and so forth. Someone said they were thankful that they had a mentor to help them in deer hunting. people were thankful for God's faithfulness, his grace, for him leading them. People were thankful for modern medicine and for the gift of healing in physical needs. And also someone put from grief and depression. Someone was thankful that they got to bring their mom home from the hospital this week. Don't know any more details than that, but truly a time to give thanks. Thankfulness for friends, thankfulness for an army son who's been away for a long time coming home this week. Thankfulness for from a former student of mine when I taught music in Urbana at high school. Growing up, learning about music from really awesome teachers. It's really nice to hear that from a former student. And from one of my former teachers, he said, having me and my brother as students. But we all know that he was just being nice to my brother. But it's great to hear what people are thankful for. Ultimately, there was a sense of thankfulness for intimacy with God. The Father was mentioned, Jesus was mentioned, the Holy Spirit was mentioned in different ways, that everybody experiences God differently. Today, I'm thankful to be able to share some thoughts about giving thanks, some things that are just rolling around in my mind as we enter this Thanksgiving week. Why am I thankful for that? Because I believe thankfulness changes us. When we have this countenance of thankfulness, it can change us, and it will also change our sphere of influence, people around us, all around us. And so, before we go any further, let's pray. Father, we do thank you for today. We give you thanks, God, that we can gather here on the first day of the week in anticipation of a holiday season filled with fun and love and laughter and excitement, looking forward to eating and getting together with loved ones in the next 30-some days or so. Would you be here as we gather? Because we are your family, your church. We're your children, and we come to worship you, Jesus. We come to say we love you, we're grateful for you, and we want to honor you today. So we welcome your presence, Holy Spirit, to fill this place and fill our hearts. Be with us in here, with our kids and Kingdom Kids, with all those who are traveling this week who may not be able to be here today. Be with us as we gather your church in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to be looking at Psalm 118. So if you want to turn to that, if you have your Bibles on your phones or you brought them with you, you can do that right now. Just get ready for that. Psalm 118. Psalm 113 through 118 comprise what is known as the Great Psalms of Praise or Great Songs of Praise. All of them contain historical recollections of God's deliverance, of delivering the Jews, and they were used at various times throughout their history in festive occasions. Psalm 118 was intended to be sung in a processional as they came to worship God at the temple, as they came to give their thanks and their sacrifices. It would be like if we sang Psalm 118 as you entered the doors today and found your seat here in our congregation. The song we sang at the beginning here, Awesome is the Lord Most High, that's a call to worship. Psalm 118 is kind of like that, or was that for the Jews as they worshiped. But Psalm 118 is also one of the most cited Old Testament passages in the New Testament. In fact, Mark, in his gospel, references Psalm 118 four times in different places. He uses parts of Psalm 118 to point to Jesus. And so as we look at 118, we can see how why the early Christians saw Jesus in this psalm. It's a little long, but I feel like we can really experience God when we read Scripture. It's one of the most powerful ways that we can experience him. So I want to read Psalm 118 in its entirety today as we celebrate giving thanks. Here it is, starting in verse 1. It's on the screens, or you can follow along in your Bibles. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love endures forever. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Yes, the Lord is for me. He will help me. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Though hostile nations surrounded me, I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. Yes, they surrounded and attacked me, but I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. They swarmed around me like bees. They blazed against me like a crackling fire, but I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. My enemies did their best to kill me, but the Lord rescued me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. I will not die. Instead, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not let me die. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, His faithful love endures forever. Amen. Amen. At its core, giving thanks is fundamentally about not taking things for granted. That's the essence of it. The psalmist doesn't seem to take anything for granted, does he? He extols them over and over again, giving praise to God. He gives thanks to God for his enduring love that lasts forever. He gives thanks to God for answering his prayers. He gives thanks to God for setting him free. He gives thanks to God for God's presence, which removes fear. He gives thanks to God for his favor and for his refuge and protection. He gives God thanks because he rescued him from his enemies. He gives God thanks for God's strength. He gives thanks for God giving him life. And he has quite a bit to be thankful for, doesn't he? Quite a bit. For thousands of years, billions of people have heard the psalmist say thank you in this eternal thank you card. And I just love that we get to read it and listen to it today. But giving thanks isn't always our natural inclination, is it? We're not inclined to be thankful people. In our natural state, humans feel pretty entitled that whatever we get, you know, we just get it because we take and we take and we take and we take without regard, really. This is how we do it. How do I know this? How do I know this? I've raised 4 kids. Like, we have to train our kids to be thankful people. They don't just happen on their own, and our kids are great. They have been taught how to be thankful, and generally they are very thankful people and really great people now. But when they're little kids, they just, you know, their natural state is entitlement. I want, gimme, 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 right? We have, you know, anybody else have kids in this room? Know what I'm talking about, right? Kids have to be taught to express gratitude because it doesn't come naturally. And that's why it's one of the first things that parents try to instill in their kids. Somebody gives them something, gives them candy. What do you say? Right? How many times have you said, what do you say as a parent? Thank you. Like, you get tired of that. But the truth is, it doesn't come naturally for adults either. It's not something that we naturally do. That's why the Bible is full of commands and admonitions and encouragement to say thank you. This is why God tells us to say, give thanks, like in Psalm 100. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The psalmist is speaking to adults here. Do we have to be told to give thanks? Yeah, we do, because we forget. We forget to thank God. We forget that everything we have comes from him. We forget that everything we see, everything we are, it's a gift from him. We tend to gloss over that and forget it, don't we? And we as adults, just like little kids, have to be reminded that it's good to give thanks. And that's why we have these commands, so that we don't take God's goodness for granted. Now, when we embrace thankfulness, I believe it does change us. I think when we are thankful people, when we feel the thankfulness of God, when we can really know that all that we have, all that we are, it comes from him, I think it changes us on the inside. I believe it makes us better people, better human beings, because it cultivates our hearts to be more like Jesus, doesn't it? And by the way, Jesus regularly gave thanks to God, the Father, at least 5 times in the Gospels. We see that he paused to give thanks to the Father. And so Jesus knew it's good to give thanks to God. And this transformation of being changed on the inside, it's a work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's not something we can muster up, but it is something that we have to intentionally cultivate. Giving thanks is a lot like a muscle. It has to be strengthened. It has to be worked. It has to be trained and formed in our lives. And so that's why God tells us, be thankful. Another word for thankfulness is gratitude. Gratitude. And I see 3 forms of gratitude in the life of Jesus' followers. 3 forms that I think it's important for us to be proficient in all of them. And I just want to look at those this morning, kind of give us an awareness of what different areas of gratitude or different forms of gratitude are helpful for us as we pursue living like Jesus. The first one is attitude gratitude. This is our attitude. It's about having an awareness of God's ordinary blessings in our lives. Having a great attitude and cultivating that kind of attitude, an attitude of thankfulness. Attitude gratitude is a state of being. It should be our default state of being as Jesus followers. It's really how we see the world. Our worldview should be that of gratitude. As I've shared, it's about understanding and acknowledging that every single thing we have is a gift from God. Our house, our clothes, our lives, our jobs, our finances, our children. The list goes on and on and on. Everything we have is a gift from God, and we need to intentionally look for God's blessings, even in the ordinary things of life. It's as basic as what in Psalm 118 that we read in verse 24. The psalmist says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day the Lord has made. Have you ever stopped to consider just how much a blessing each and every day is? Like, every single day is a blessing from God. The average person lives 78.7 years. That's the average in America right now, 78.7 years. So that means we only have 28,726 days on average. Now, 28,726 days sounds like a big number. When you're four, when you're 47, it's a lot less because I've already used up a lot of those, right? So we don't have too many days, and the older you get, you recognize every day is a precious gift from God, and we're not promised another day either. We're not promised that. Every day doesn't always seem like a blessing, though, does it? When you're in the heat of the battle of life, raising kids, at your job, the struggles that are real in this life of relationships and challenges with our finances, all of us have bad days. But consider that even those bad days are a gift from God. Just like the psalmist says, this day, even your lousiest, worst day, is the day the Lord has made. It is the day the Lord has made. And so, what do? We will rejoice. We intentionally give thanks to God for it, even though it's a lousy day. We will rejoice and be glad in it because it is the day that the Lord has made. It's about adopting this grateful worldview that we will choose to be thankful. Attitude, gratitude. Does it mean that we are people who should just deny reality? And, you know, because some days really do stink, don't they? Some days are really bad. Do we deny reality? No, not at all. Because lamenting is thoroughly biblical. Grieving is a thoroughly healthy part of the human experience. But what I'm talking about is when our default attitude is one of complaining. When our default attitude is one of erring on the side of negativity instead of having attitudes that express and exude gratitude. And so I'm sure all of us can picture people who are not overly gracious, thankful people. They seem to be more of the glass half empty people than glass half full, right? But we are to be people who are aware of God's ordinary blessings, just like every day is a gift. For me, it's not just days, but the things that I see are gifts from God in my life is just being able to laugh with good friends. I love laughing. I love having good food. I love playing music and getting to listen to music. I love being out in nature. Even our breath, our breath, which we have a finite number of breaths in this world too. Even our breath, every breath we have is a gift from God. Pastor Rob Bell says, awareness doesn't ignore or gloss over the real questions and pains of this day. No matter what, each day is a gift to be embraced and engaged and maybe even enjoyed. Every day, no matter what. Attitude gratitude looks for the best and even the worst of situations. And so we give thanks for it. We find God in the midst of it. And at the end of the day, we can say, we give thanks to God for he is good, even on this lousy day. The second one is latitude gratitude. Latitude, you may remember from social studies class, is a geographic coordinate that tells us where you are in a north-south plane, right, around the world. We have north and south and east and west coordinates. For instance, Paxton is 40.4603 degrees north above the equator. And we're 88.0953 west. Okay? So that's our latitude. But latitude gratitude is all about having the right perspective. So by perspective, Cancun, Mexico, the latitude of Cancun is 21.1619, even though their north-south or their east-west is very close to ours. Theirs is just 86 degrees versus our 88 degrees. But what makes the huge difference is where you are on latitude, right? The closer you are to the equator, you have a little different perspective about how the day is going to go. For instance, don't want to bum you out, but the high today in Paxton is going to be 37 degrees. Okay, that's our latitude. The high today in Cancun is going to be 82 and sunny. A change of latitude helps you have a different perspective. And we need latitude gratitude. It's all about having the right perspective. The psalmist says it twice at the beginning of the psalm and at the end. He says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The perspective being that God is good even when I don't feel it. God is good no matter what. His goodness doesn't change based on my feelings or my life or how things are going. His goodness never changes. And thankfulness is a perspective. It's how we see the world and where we see it from. Sometimes we have to adjust our latitude so that we can see from God's kingdom perspective. So we can see very clearly, we have to change our latitude. And it might be helpful for you to understand what I'm saying if you allow me to rant just a bit about a couple things. First of all, that rainy weather yesterday, the rainy weather we had, you know, it was really depressing because I had a lot of plans, wanted to get outside and do some last-minute yard work. I mean, it really stunk to be stuck inside, right? And then, I don't know if you guys have any smartphones, but my iPhone, the latest update, is really screwing me up because it's so slow now. They're trying to get me to buy a new phone, I think, is what they're doing. So they program the new updates to really be terrible. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm trying to surf the web, I'm trying to do some things on here, and it slows me down. And then, you know, Dee Dee and I ate at a restaurant recently, and I ordered water because I drink water, but I said no lemon. And guess what? They gave me a lemon.
No.
They did. And I had to take the lemon off the glass because I didn't want to drink the water with the lemon. You know, my life is terrible. You see what I'm doing here? Perspective. Perspective. What's your perspective focused on? What's your latitude gratitude? Are you thankful from a very limited viewpoint, or do you see things bigger? We have to be people who are able to see beyond our own challenges to see that God is taking care of us and that we might need to move to a different latitude if we can't see that. The third one is thatitude gratitude. And yes, I am stretching to make a rhyme. Thatitude gratitude. But what I'm talking about is participating. Participating in making this world better. Psalm 118, verse 17, the psalmist says, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. This is what I'm about. I will live to tell what the Lord has done. It's about being active, an active participant in expressing gratitude, not just being passive. For me, it's about encouraging through expressing thankfulness, to encourage others for who Jesus is to them as well as who he is to me, giving thanks for who he is, but for who others are in him as well. And so it's about being encouraging. In fact, Paul tells us in his letter to the Thessalonians, he says, encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. He makes this encouragement to keep doing that. Keep encouraging one another. Keep building them up. Author Margaret Visser says, gratitude is always a matter of paying attention. She says, be deliberately beholding and appreciating the other. And that's what thatitude gratitude is about. It's about telling people about Jesus, but it's also about being Jesus to them. And so we encourage by expressing the heart of God. And the holidays give us many opportunities to promote gratitude and thankfulness towards others. As you shop, when you're out in the stores, speak thankfulness and encouragement everywhere you go, especially when you're waiting in line. You'll be waiting in line. There'll be people in front of you, behind you probably. You can be an encouragement there, or you can be a discouragement too to the heart of Jesus. People like to be thanked. They like to be noticed. They like to be recognized. And in this holiday season, you've got a whole bunch of people who are working long hours in the retail stores and in some of the restaurants who are doing things that, you know, they've got families, they've got things to do. You can express the love of God by thanking them profusely, like going way above and beyond, telling them they're doing a great job, even when they're not doing a great job. Be an encouragement, because sometimes, especially like with people who are working in the restaurants, it's not their fault. Sometimes it's the kitchen, sometimes it's other people, sometimes it's just they're overloaded. Be an encouragement and tip massively when you go to restaurants. Be huge tippers, be generous tippers, at least 20% no matter what, at least that. You know, Christians have the worst reputation for tipping among people who are wait staff. They hate Sunday mornings because it's typically the lowest time when they make money, when Christians come in after church. And so we make it a habit in our family of always tipping at least 20% no matter how good or bad the service was, because we want to express the thankfulness of God. I call it magnitude gratitude. All right, hey, some of you like my rhymes, that's good. But the servers are not servants. They're serving you. They're not indentured servants. Let's treat them with the gratitude of Jesus. Over the holidays, you can give gifts of encouragement. And you know, one of the lost arts, I might sound like an old guy, and I'm not prone to writing a lot, but a handwritten note of thanks to somebody, just expressing a thankfulness for something they did or just who they are, that you notice, that you can recognize it in them. That's a way that when you can say that a dude to somebody, just express God's heart to them. And of course, we have multiple kindness outreaches coming up. If you want to share God's love with someone, you have to put yourself on the field. If you want to score a touchdown, you have to be playing in the game. You have to be on the field. And it's the same way for us as Christ followers. We have to be out there and we have to be watching and put ourselves on the field. And so Billy had shared about a couple outreaches that are coming up this week. Something we do every year. Some of you who aren't from Paxton, we put a Christmas tree right in that intersection, in the middle of the road, and people don't hit it most of the time. It's there every year. And what we do is have a Christmas tree lighting ceremony on the Friday right after Thanksgiving. And God placed us here, we believe, to be able to serve the community. This was a vacant store for a long time before we came in 7 years ago. And since then, we've seen ourselves, part of the vision is to serve our community, show God's love in a practical way so that we can just bless and say thanks. And so at the Christmas tree lighting, we love to give away hot chocolate, give away 200 or so cups of hot chocolate to people who are coming for the Christmas tree lighting. Every year they've asked us to do a little bit more, so we host story time in here after the tree lighting. We need people who are part of the church or anybody who's interested to come and help serve hot chocolate. And trust me, that's a great way to express gratitude to people. Have conversations with them. If you want a carol, we need carolers too. Looking for a lot of carolers. So be here this Friday at 5:45. If you just love to sing, we'd love to have you. And then Saturday, we have the Christmas parade too. So even this week, God has put these things in our lap to be able to share a sense of gratitude, the graciousness of God, the love of God with our community. And it's something that we as a church love to do. So attitude, gratitude, latitude, gratitude, and yeah, there you go. Latitude, gratitude. It's about cultivating it in our hearts and extending it to the world. It's what we want to be about. It's what God has put on our plate. And that's what we get to enjoy as we enter this holiday season of Thanksgiving this week. And so praying that yours is a blessed week. I truly am thankful for this church, our church family. We love you guys, and we're so grateful to be here just serving and doing this together. So as you enter Thanksgiving, just keep asking, what are you most thankful for? In fact, a little bit later in the service as we enter ministry time, we're just going to give an opportunity to express thanks to God. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later, but He really wants our hearts to be softened so that we can be people who give thanks to him constantly. And I encourage you to press into that as we enter this holiday season.